So on the site, you've got it tagged as Hockey 2.0. I'd like to think it probably is sexy hockey in the nicest of all possible ways. Where's the genesis happen? Where does the change happen to go from you writing to seeing some of the exciting things that we're seeing with the Skillers and you out and about in the town centres and on the streets around Europe at the moment?
I think it's all complementary. So for me, what really motivates me is that we are trying to promote hockey, the game of hockey, the sport of hockey. So I see that in two dimensions. So one is our role as engaging already hockey fans more and more to the game. So for instance, that can be when you go to our website and you read an interview with a top Australian player or a top British player. So I think that can inspire people, inspire young people even more. So we are promoting internally more our stars, our coaches. That is one side. And then the second part is also we have the vision or the illusion that also with the cool stuff that we are doing, with the videos, we can also reach to people that probably never saw hockey before. So I see this in two dimensions. So engage the people that are already in hockey, but hopefully reaching new audiences and bringing hockey in a different style to new people. It's really fulfilling, and it's really it's overwhelming to see that we can reach so many different people all over the world nowadays. And we get messages every day from kids in Uganda, Malaysia, Australia, Brazil, Hungary, Armenia, every place, all over the world. So, I think that it was a natural development, because when we launched our first trick video, the response was amazing, and then we saw, whoa, wait a minute, we can explore this more and more. So we try every week to innovate, to bring new stuff, but also to bring some educative stuff to the kids, let's say like that. So just to answer your question, I think I look at SelfPass as an organic project. So we also have merchandising, we also have clothing, and who knows if tomorrow we are selling or we are filming, I don't know, lamps or something like that. as far as a positive effect about hockey, as far as helps the promotion and spreading the word about the game, we are all in about that. So it's floating and it's developing organically, you know.
Bernardo, have you been watching a game of hockey and seen someone do something on the field at an international-type level and gone, I know where they've seen that trick from, or that skill from? That's come from one of our videos.
To be honest with you, so it's still more the other way around. So maybe because I have my eye trained as a coach, we do watch a lot of international hockey, and then we try to learn a lot. I think it's also a professional side of me, but I try to learn a lot by watching the behavior of players. Of course, there are some more interesting than others, or some they are more exciting to watch than others. So that experience I didn't notice yet, but what we see a lot is when we visit some clubs or when we are just in the back, and we watch kids fooling around with the ball. We see them a lot trying the tricks that our skillers do, and that is really cool to see. Yeah. But we also have some videos that the international players, they are sending to us, where they are challenged by the tricks that our boys do. So yeah, that's a little bit to answer your question. Yeah.
So Bernardo, you mentioned before about the skillers, and you've got three main guys that you use at the moment.
Yeah, three, four. Yeah. Now we have another Dutch boy that is more and more involved with us. But yeah, basically the main guys, they are the three Portuguese skillers. Yeah.
And are they playing club hockey in Holland?
Yeah, well, actually two of them, they were part of my team for the last 2 years. And then the other one, so Miguel and Thiago were playing club hockey with me, where I was the coach. And then David, that is usually the boy that shows up with a cap, is playing in Germany. He was playing in Germany now. So they play club hockey, and let's say in a sub-top level.
And so you said there's a new lad, a Dutch lad, that's joined. Were there open auditions for this to take place?
Yeah, well, I think it's not really open audition, but it's a kid here from the club that we know very well, and it is also one of that he has the same DNA as our boys. The boy sleeps with the stick and is from 7 in the morning to 11 in the night, is busy with hockey, trying tricks, trying dribbles, and he's a really good player because he's already involved with the Netherlands under 16, so he's a great potential player, but he also has this touch, this skill, and to be honest with you, I would like, and I hope we go in that way, that we have skillers everywhere in the world, so I hope this becomes a more romantic connotation, just to stimulate kids to be skilled and to be busy with the stick and the ball, to be training. So, and then you see already in our social media that we try to publish videos just from anonymous kids that are very handy with the stick and the ball. So, yeah, of course, for logistical reasons, it's easier for us to have our group and to do things as a crew, as a team. But who knows in the future how we can develop and to make a worldwide self-passed skillers team.
The Harlem Globetrotters really of hockey.
Sorry?
The Harlem Globetrotters of hockey.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So, Bernardo, just I did notice the other day online there was something about an announcement of South Pass and Hockey Belgium to come in together with a project. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I have this... 4 years I had this dream of making more events related with street hockey, or bringing hockey in the more practical way to the street, you know, because one of the, let's say, obstacles of developing hockey is that you need to have a proper water field. The field is very expensive. If it's a water-based field, you need to have a water system. All the equipment, it's very expensive. You need to have balls. And I think for, on average, a player to be fully equipped should be around 700 euros per month. If you play in the proper club, you need to pay some contribution. So financially, hockey is not the most practical sport, if you know what I mean. So I think part of the success, or to bring hockey to a mainstream level, is to make hockey more easy and accessible to play for the common person in the street. So, yeah, we have this street hockey cage dream that here between us, or not between us, it's now copied by every single brand organization in the hockey world. But that's only good. It's nice that more people want to do stuff, and it's definitely nice that we set trends and then we set the way for other brands as well. But then we had this ambition, and then we were contacted by the Hockey Belgium Federation, that is a very innovative and very eager to do new stuff. And yeah, it's not a secret for anyone that Belgium hockey developed amazingly in the last years, and I think it's a big part because of the work of their federation and their national team, especially the men's teams, because they are big, they are great role models, ambassadors for the game. So we came together with the Belgian Federation, and basically they would like to make hockey a more down-to-earth mainstream sport. And then we in a kind of a record time, I think 3 weeks, we produced this cage with another partner from us. We produced the cage, and then we and the Belgian Federation with a couple of partners, they just closed a main square in Molenbeek in Brussels, that is mainly a Muslim community. They put a DJ there. They brought their national women's team there, and together with us, we make a big party, a big event there in Molenbeek, which I don't know if you guys saw the pictures and the video. It was a tremendous success. Especially not so much in the perspective that we went there and we did tricks, but mostly because we had so many people that never had any contact with hockey, and they were so triggered and so excited about being there inside of the cage playing hockey, or trying to handle that weird stick with that small plastic ball. That was really fulfilling. It was one of the coolest projects that we were involved for sure. So yeah, but to answer your question, we have a very good connection with the Belgium hockey, because they share similar values, and they share similar ideas about the vision we have for the future of hockey. So yeah, who knows what's coming in the future.
So Bernardo, if anybody out there that's listening wants to find out more about you, what you're doing, and what the South Pass Revolution is all about, how can they find out more details?
Well, basically, visit our website, selfpass.com. But I think to experience fully our what we are, I think it's better to maybe follow us on our Facebook or our Instagram, SelfPass. And then every day we try to publish some inspiring content, photos, videos, not only from us but from people all over the world that are passionate as we are about hockey, that want hockey to become better and bigger in the future. So follow us and get in contact with us as well. We have a lot of contacts and suggestions and conversations with just anonymous people that like what we do and want to be part of that, and we are really happy and really excited to hear and to talk and to discuss possibilities in the future. So for me, the my main motivation is I would love in the future to see hockey in a better place, in a bigger stage, and to imagine, maybe this sounds a bit selfish, but to imagine that I played a small part on that as well.
But I think the content that's coming out, it can do nothing but inspire the younger kids and the younger generations. And my heart is warmed by hearing you say things like the people who've never had any engagement with the game before were down there in Mullumbeek and getting involved. It's going to be one of the big challenges for us as a sport, particularly when we look at the Hockey Pro League and trying to build numbers around watching that and supporting that. That the grassroots is where it's all at, and that's what we need to focus on as a sport.
Yeah, I agree, and I appreciate your words. And there are some big challenges. We live in a moment in hockey that I think it's quite interesting, but also challenging and also delicate. You know, because for instance, in social media, in terms of professionalization, we are giving steps, and there's more money, there's more sponsoring, there's more attention, more exposure. But our, how can I put this in a polite or balanced way? Our sport is it changed a lot, and we are struggling in finding a balance between club hockey and international hockey. And and now we are the Pro Hockey League. It's a really amazing concept in its core, but it's also a bit it excludes in a way. So yeah, I have my doubts, but I want to be optimistic, and I wish that in some years we find a better balance between keep being an innovative, progressive sport, but also find some calm and also find some standardized competition formats which allows everyone to have their own space. But for me, also, Matt, I would like to tell you that I envision hockey where club hockey becomes the most important area and not international hockey. Yeah, because also from a marketing perspective, and then, yeah, I can consider myself at this moment a hockey marketeer. it's also, yeah, but well, if you are for so long doing the stuff that we do, that I do with itself, pass, you learn something. And I think there's always too much focus on international competition, and then having players playing for the national team. But from a marketing perspective, if you don't empower those players in a daily basis, if you don't make them stars at the club level in a daily basis in the social media, doesn't matter that you have Argentina playing against Belgium or Australia playing against South Africa, if you don't know the players. You understand what I mean?
We're both sitting here at the moment, Bernardo, nodding heads. So that last 3.5-4 minutes that you just spoke there, we're in absolute full agreement with everything you said there.
And I think a project like yours can play a big role on that. I'm telling you this because I have a meeting with the marketing departments from the FIH and some federations, and this is a calm critic that I give to them. That it's not about having Champions trophies or Pro League every 6 months on TV. Doesn't make per se the teams or the clubs to become more popular or more famous. So I think we should work the other way around, but that's just my opinion, and let's see how it goes. But this sounds a very negative critic. In the other hand, I think there are a lot of cool things going on from FIH, from the national federations. The players are more aware about the need of social media, of having a proper image, of being role models. There's more professionalization in the sport. For instance, here in the Netherlands, you see all the big clubs, they are building stadiums and for something that that exists, that is happening. But there's still a long way to go. But that is also cool, right? That is, it's nice that we are in the moment there. A lot of things can be done and need to be done. That is also nice.
Bernardo, it's been fascinating talking to you this afternoon, or this morning for you as it is.
Yeah.
Just one more quick question before we let you go.
I have time. You can shout all the questions.
I've got some footage of the team I play in. And I was wondering if you needed any trick old men falling over videos.
Sorry, the connection was not good when you said the last question. If I need what?
If you need any videos of old men falling over on a hockey field, I've got plenty of that sort of stuff.
well, we publish any sort of video, also funny video. So if you want to send me your team's video, I will be more than happy to publish that.
I'll get on to it, Bernardo.
And I guess it doesn't need any addition, right? I just play it on and then have a laugh.
You won't need to explain it to anybody.
No.
Just think along the lines of early black and white Charlie Chaplin videos.
Yeah. Well, then it's the only advice that I will follow. I will put a black and white filter in that video.
Bernardo, thank you very much for your time today. It's been very entertaining, and good luck with southpass.com and everything that brings for you. And we'll certainly keep on watching and keep on giving you the likes and the thumbs up and everything on Facebook and Twitter. And, really excited to see what the next steps are for South Pass, and good luck with it all.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Matt and John. Thank you for this invitation. For me, it was a pleasure, and as I told you guys before, it's really nice to see people coming with nice ideas, with practical ideas, with things that add something to our game. And I wish you all the success, because I think if you are so friendly and so nice to the other guests, it will not be very difficult to have another interesting people talking with you guys. And from my side, anything I can help to promote you or within my network, just please feel free to ask. And once again, thank you very much for this interview and for this opportunity.
Thank you.